It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland, good morning.
Good morning, Mikey Havoc, and happy New Year 2019.
Woohoo! How's that all going for you?
Oh, it's not too bad. I'm gentling back into work. I'm commuting from the beach, so I've just got in, an hour and 10-minute motorbike ride, and through the countryside and along the coastline. It's absolutely beautiful, and then you hit the Auckland traffic.
Ah. Oh, was it all trafficking, was it? Hard out?
Oh, it wasn't too bad on the motorway, but when you get into town with the work down in Key Street, it's holding things up in different streets around the city. So
you'd be glad to know that I experienced the rotten old slump that was the Katikati to Tauranga holiday road over the break there a couple of times, and that's arced worse in Auckland even.
That's had a pretty bad record in terms of accidents, and I think it's one of the priority roads for the government on health and safety grounds, which is well overdue. And pretty much, it's been a great summer up in Auckland, and I'm kind of reluctant to be back in shoes and socks and sitting behind my desk, but I haven't got that one on my own.
Surely it's whack on some board shorts.
Yeah,
mayor.
Yeah, one of the people in my office came in wearing shorts, and I thought, yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, get onto it.
This week's pretty relaxed, but I've got a few appointments.
I suppose you've got
to look mayoral. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
However, yeah. I drove back home last night after work, got home, got down the beach at about 6:30 and went down the beach and just did a bit of surf casting. The sun's still quite high in the sky and warm, and the waves lapping on the foreshore, and I thought, this is not a bad place to be.
Well, I haven't seen it since holiday break as well. Before, just as I was leaving the Coromandel, a friend of mine saw a UFO in the middle of the day. That was pretty weird.
UFO.
Yeah, well, I won't go into detail, but it was quite detailed. It was pretty freaky. But wasn't that meteorite or Russian satellite that came crashing to Earth the other day? But what I do want to talk about, I want to talk about the inner city. I want to talk about things that have come up in the news. And, you know, it's funny. It makes headline news this morning. E-scooter market hits slowdown in Auckland as rules are reviewed. I'd like you to listen to a piece of audio I've got here, Phil. One second. One moment, please. Where is it? There we go.
More exercise than I bargained for.
All right.
I think the lime's running out of juice.
You got your finger on the throttle?
Yes.
Oh, there we are. See, there's producer Tess on her first lime scooter just this morning.
Oh, that'll do. Thank you, Tess. Thank you. Thank you. You just stop. You take your finger off the throttle.
Yeah, she'd never been on one before. I myself have had a few thrilled rides on the old electronic renter scooter.
Well,
let's listen to Tess's response.
End ride. Take a photo where you parked it. There we are. Done. We're done.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do, Tess. Now your thoughts straight away.
Scary. My heart's racing.
Did you see what speed you got up to?
I got up to 12 kilometres, I think, going downhill there.
12 kilometres.
See, there we are, 12 kilometres for Tess. The council, there's talk that you guys might be knocking it down to 10 kilometres.
Well, we're looking at what you should do on the footpath. I took a lime scooter for a ride yesterday, actually, just to test out the speeds and see what the speeds felt like.
Yeah.
When you're on the scooter and you're going along in a straight line, 10 kilometres an hour doesn't feel very fast.
It's like an old person's shuffle.
Yeah. Going up the hills, I thought the lime scooters were kind of powerless.
Sluggish, you say?
They're pretty sluggish going up the hills. And look, to be fair, Mikey, most of the people I've seen riding the scooters around have been riding pretty responsibly, and I've got no issue with that.
This is my question. Is this all to blame just because of this one buffoon who smashed into Christine Fletcher as she came out of the council chambers?
No.
I shouldn't laugh, but you know.
Yeah. Kind of that's how the media runs it. But no, look, I've seen several incidents where people I thought were bloody stupid. You can't legislate against stupidity, unfortunately.
Are you talking about cars or motorcycles or walking or what?
Well, I've seen a bit of all of it, actually.
This is the thing.
But this is true. Look, I've seen people ride bikes irresponsibly, drive cars stupidly, and equally I've seen people ride lime scooters recklessly. And, you know, I think they're crazy. One thing you notice when you're on the lime scooter is that you've got one little handbrake there and you've got a tiny little wheel that locks. And if you lock that front wheel, too quickly, you're going to go straight over the handlebars.
Right.
So, you know, what I mean, you know, I was listening to Tess talk a bit there about it being scary. I mean, this isn't a toy. It's actually a vehicle. If you can, if you can travel at 25-30 k's and you can downhill on it, you're talking about something that's actually a vehicle, and you've got to treat it with respect.
You're talking about a dislocated shoulder if you go over the front or something like that, yeah, or into the side of a courier van or something, you know?
Yeah, the ACC figures are coming out periodically on it, and, you know, I think that they... you know, those. It's hard to compare because what do you compare it against? You know, if I look at the, you know, the motorbike I ride in the morning, and you look at the ACC figures on that, you'd say, well, we'd ban motorbikes, you know. Yeah. But it's not always the fault of the motorbike, of course. Sometimes it's the fault of the truck or the car or something that doesn't see the bike and or doesn't look for the bike. So,
is it an indication of our city not being a particularly great city to walk around?
I think it's quite a good city to walk around, except unlike places like Christchurch or Amsterdam, it's not flat, so there are less people inclined to want to walk or want to bike.
Yeah, maybe I don't so much mean geographic. I think more in town planning wise. You know, we don't lend ourselves to strolling from place to place. You're either there or you're there, and you're sort of in between.
Yeah, and that's why we're looking at making changes, particularly around the city centre, because the pedestrian traffic's doubled in the last 3 or 4 years, and you know there's a whole lot more pedestrians going up Queen Street these days and there are people in cars, yet cars get right away for most of the space on Queen Street or, you know, streets like High Street and Federal Street. We closed off High Street just before Christmas, and it was a bloody good feeling just standing in the middle of the road in High Street, wandering along, looking up at the buildings and believing that this was a place that belonged to people and wasn't just dominated by motor cars. So I know that's not popular with everybody, and there's people out there that scream at me, you worry too much about pedestrians and cyclists, and we want more car park buildings and we want more motorways. But, you know, sorry, that's not the future of our city. Future of our city is we get more and more people living here, working here, studying here, visiting here. It's got to be a people-friendly city, and it's not just around the motor vehicle.
Which brings me to our next topic, Phil.
Yeah, right. You've been saving these up over Christmas.
This one I've been saving up because this story came out the day... Thank you, Lillian, by the way, for putting me onto the story. The story came out the day after you and I spoke for the last time in the year. Can you guess what it might be about?
Oh, last year, that's too long ago. I can't remember, mate.
Police,
I've had a few glasses of wine since last year and
police now. Police helicopter moving from Mechanics Bay base to Onehunga.
I didn't see that story, actually. Must have
Auckland's
come out.
Police aerial helicopter will move from its base in Mechanics Bay in mid-2019. Police confirmed this morning that the helicopter service, and not just that, the Westpac helicopter as well.
Yeah, well, you'll be a happy man then.
No, I won't. You know what I think about the helicopters in Onehunga already, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to be playing you hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of it down the phone.
Yeah.
Just so you understand.
Yeah.
Why? Why did you do that to me?
Well, you've got to have a base for the helicopters. I'm all in favour of the Westpac rescue helicopter because if I ever...
Oh, me too. But why are there so many helicopters over there anyway?
It's got to be somewhere on the isthmus, doesn't it, if it's going to be able to get to all parts of the city in a reasonable period of time. And, you know, for those people that the helicopter goes over, yeah, it makes some noise. You know, the police helicopter. But I tell you what, the person that grizzles about the noise of the helicopter will be the first to complain if they've got a burglary or an assault happening in their street, and then, you know, the police...
just sit up there in the sky going, dugga, 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 for ages now, dugga, 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 4 in the morning, dugga, dugga, dugga.
I'm not going to convince you.
No, you're not. You're certainly not. This is the thing, man. It's terrible as it is, let alone having the base there.
Tell me what your answer is, mate.
The answer is leave it where it was. And that way I couldn't up my complaining at all. Well, I mean, there's no houses near Mechanics Bay.
No, it's, I didn't actually see the story, so I'm not sure quite. I know that they were having a debate.
The lease on Mechanics Bay has changed hands, that's what it is.
The lease has gone out to another company, and
you've got all that dead zone out there, you know, make it the end of one of the wharves or something.
Yeah, look.
Down in beautiful gentrified Onehunga.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of its young children, young infant children trying to sleep and become great New Zealanders?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, either way, it's going to be by the harbour, and some of the time is when they're flying low will be over the harbour. But face it, if it's a police helicopter, it'll be flying low wherever it's going.
You're flying low over my house all the whole time.
And if it's over your house or my house, hey, that's life. You know, it's... Yeah, it's just something that you've got to live with. I mean, people complain to me about railway noise. They complain to me about aircraft noise if they're in the flight path. Yeah, they can be a pain, but that's part and parcel of living in an urban area. And, you know, they've got to go somewhere, and they will go where they can find a proper base where they can service their aircraft and they're close to where
I'll tell you what, that's me out of Onehunga.
Oh, Mikey, you don't really
see you later.
That.
See you later. You watch. Give it a month, I'm out of there. Boom.
Oh,
no. No, I'm gone. But no, that's fine. No, I understand what you're saying. Good argument.
Your call, mate. Your call.
There's a little article too saying 8 alternative Auckland holiday walks to the Waitakere Ranges that the council is sort of promoting. Is that because of the Kauri dieback? Is that because we?
Yeah. We'll be reopening some of the walks in the Waitakere's as we get the paths up to standard and where there's no threat to transmitting the disease. But you know, and I know that you know, the disease is transmitted by people walking through mud on boots. If we can avoid the kauri trees and we can avoid spreading the disease, that's what we need to do. And you know, when those big kauri trees, some of them 300 or 400, 500 years old, die, nobody's ever going to see them again, and for generations and generations to come. So we've got an obligation to protect them, and I think we're doing the right thing.
There's a good Texas coming in, Phil, saying instead of driving people out of Waitakere's, perhaps maybe the council should promote alternative activities in the area so the local businesses don't suffer, which I think is a very fair call. The beaches are still open. The wineries are still open. There's some of the best eateries and craft beer outlets over there. The new gallery in Tararangi, the Crownland Museum, Woe Studios, you know, Woe Studios is awesome.
Yeah, there's some good things happening out there, and if you look at the water quality, Pihar and Bethel, and Karikari usually got the cleanest water in Auckland.
Yeah.
The paths around the beaches are going to be open because they avoid the kauri tree. We do want to spread. We want people to travel all over Auckland, and there's some good things that'll happen out there. But, you know, it's the same out my way. We haven't got kauri dieback in the Hunuas yet, but we don't want to get it. So we're closing some of the paths, or we've closed some of the paths there as a preventative measure. And that's what you've got to do. One day we'll find a cure for it, and that will make life a hell of a lot easier. At the moment, we don't have a cure. We've got the government working on it and spending some millions of dollars on it. But at the moment, when those kauri trees die, we can't stop it happening, and they're gone forever. And that's a tragic sight. So we had to give priority to stopping the spread. We know that it doubled in the last 5 years, and that's a risk we're not prepared to take.
Well, on the positive note, though, there are a lot of good swimming beaches. So just checking the safe swim as we talk there, Phil, and everything looking good for swimming apart from your long-term Langholm, Tararangi, and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Wairoa outlets on the shore there, and the Cox's Bay and Miola Reef in the inner city.
Yeah.
Everything else gets the tick.
Yeah, everything else. Those beaches have been closed probably for 20 years. The good news was that late last year we reopened four beaches that have been closed for up to 20 years because we've got the water quality up to a sufficient standard. And over the next 10 years, you'll see a whole lot of those other beaches open most of the time. The great thing about this summer, of course, it hasn't rained since Christmas Day, and it's when it rains that you see those warning signals go up, because that's when the stormwater goes into the wastewater and the wastewater goes out into the harbour. So it's been a great...
I'm just glad there's no box jellyfish, you know?
Yeah, I see. See, they've had a big problem over in Australia. That's one thing we're glad not to have a big problem with here in New Zealand.
Knock on wood. I can remember a couple of summers where there has been. Hey, Phil, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
We'll talk again next Tuesday, and at the end of the day, I still get out of my shoes and socks, back into my jandals and my shorts, and I'm on the beach again. So, hey, for the next week, I'm still quarter on holiday.
All right. Sorry to bother you on your break.
No problem. I'm sitting at the desk now. Cheers, mate.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.